السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and Allah ta'ala accept all your ibadat and Allah ta'ala forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this blessed month of Ramadan. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Saleem Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Ramadan, 1445. We are reaching the halfway mark rapidly now. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Suratul Furqan, the Criterion, chapter 25 and verse number 69. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the qualities of the true, devoted, dedicated Muslims. They do not worship and call with Almighty Allah any deities, semi-gods, demigods, idols. We worship in the oneness and in Tawheed, in the unity of Almighty Allah alone, monotheism. And they do not murder anybody whose life is sacred illa bilhaq, except if there is war or that person has become a murtad and apostate. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu wa la yaznoon, and nor do they commit fornication, adultery. Allah forbid if a person does all these actions or any one of them, yalqa athama, yalqa iqaba, then that person will meet a severe, severe punishment. And what else will happen to that person? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, and we should take heed. All this should be a deterrent for us. Chapter 25 and verse number 69. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة. On the day of justice, the punishment will be multiplied manyfold for that person who committed all these crimes. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا, and that person will be in that punishment there, مُهَانَا, humiliated, disgraced, and يَخْلُدْ, for very, very long time. If he or she died in the state of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, rejecting the articles of faith, or shirk, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah, then everlasting doom and gloom for that person there. He or she will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever, eternally. Allah protect us. And if the person was a true believer, but he or she committed murder, or they committed fornication, adultery, so then for that also there will be punishment that will be multiplied many, many fold, and then they will stay in Jahannam for a long, long period, humiliated, disgraced. Obviously, if they make tawbah and repent, then things will change, and that we will discuss tomorrow. So the lesson is, we always must do things for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for the love and pleasure of Mustafa Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even though people castigate and condemn us, that we must not bother about. Anbiya, prophets and messengers were castigated. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were condemned by the enemy. And we see today the awliyaullah and the special servants of Almighty Allah. So we must remain focused on our cause, and that is to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do that which Almighty Allah commanded us in the Quran Sharif, which Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, taught us through his teaching and preaching, even though people will be upset with us, so that we should not bother about. We must remain steadfast on the right path. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq and ability and capability, capacity to continue with the good deeds. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 14th of Ramadan, 1445. It is day 171 in Gaza, and the Gaza genocide continues. Let us share with you the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Two jutlas, their armies, sergeants and what have you, dispatched straight to hell. We're very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy with the jutlas and those who are murdering our people, and they are causing this genocide. The defense minister of Israel has been summoned to America and so forth, and the main aim, they want to bring down BB. So now America is getting fed up and frustrated with him, so they want regime change. Now how is that now? There's no honor among crooks, as they say. Speaking of crooks, listen to this incident, and this is not from our pocket. If you know Arabic, you will know this is what happened. So on Al Jazeera Arabic, so this has been unfolding, and yesterday I sent to you, to all the groups, and I sent on Telegram and so forth, that what is happening really there in Gaza. The IDF raped our Palestinian women and they murdered some of them. They are crooks, remember that. They steal the land of the Palestinians and they burn their houses. And you want to come tell me this is the only democracy in the Middle East? This is the most moral army in the world. Remember, you can quote me in any part of the world, America, because they vetoed their thrice already there in the United Nations, so they are an accomplice in this crime and genocide. So remember that they, the jutlas, the Israelis there, they are super terrorists, super crooks, super rapists and super murderers, and that is they are showing their true colors. Yesterday, an Israeli protester paraglided over Bibi's house. So now Bibi is wondering, what's happening? So where's Bibi's son? Yair, Y-A-I-R. He's hiding in America because he is such a coward. And he's sitting there with some security and personnel. And they sent out a message yesterday. No jutla must say exactly where Yair, the son of Bibi, is, because there will be danger for him. Maybe Hamas or somebody else will pick him up, and then they will circumcise him properly, because these haramis have not been circumcised properly as yet. So that's what's happening there. Now the chief of the United Nations went to the Rafah border, and he saw with his own eyes what's happening, and he pointed his finger straight to Israel and said that they are guilty of impeding the aid from going in and so forth. So Israel, you know how they operate. They're haramis of the first order. They are the biggest terrorists and murderers. So Israel prevents the UNRWA convoys from entering northern Gaza, where there is famine, where the children are dying and people are dying of starvation. Say, no, we will not allow them. Why you won't allow them? Because why did the Secretary General humiliate Israel in the World Forum, and the whole world knows that. So that is how Israel works. The death toll in Russia goes and reaches now 137 after the bomb blast there. And now the world media, the Zionist media, American Israeli media and their puppets, even in South Africa, you will see that they say ISIS did that. All that is fairy tales, nonsense. Even Putin rejected that, got nothing to do with ISIS. Putin pointing the finger to Ukraine directly and indirectly to America. And that is what happened, you must remember. But Putin will not forget. He will put some of the submarines or his nuclear or his bombs. And you can see what is happening in Kiev. He's already busy there. And inshallah, that's why I told you that me, I support Putin. He's a big harami. And we need haramis in this case to take on Ukraine, to take on America, to take on Israel and so forth. You in Gauteng, you better start preparing to finish up, inshallah, your suhoor. Take your tablets and what have you. Make your istighfar and your dua in 1-2 minutes time. Your time will expire, inshallah. Erdogan told the world media that Bibi will be destroyed by Almighty Allah, the word he used, by Kahar. Kahar, Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy him. The Israelis got so mad. So remember, they called the deputy ambassador and they said, they summoned him, that how could he, Erdogan, make such a statement and so forth. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala destroys whoever he wishes. Macron of France warns Israel over Rafah. So all of them are applying a lot of pressure on the rogue regime of Israel. Listen to this. Israel steals more than 2,000 acres of land in the West Bank of the Palestinians. But they'll tell the world they want peace. But they keep on stealing. Even their partners in crime, Germany, has now, remember, condemned them and said that this is unacceptable what you are doing. India summons the German diplomat and says that Germany is now interfering in their local affairs. So wherever these elections, things are going hot, you know. So because everybody got their own ulterior motive. Thomas Friedman, this is a Jutla, right? So he writes, he says, Bibi Netanyahu is the worst leader in the history of the Jews. So who wrote? Thomas Friedman writes, Netanyahu, the worst leader in the history of the Jews. So imagine what a disgrace that is for him. So the people there, the abductors in Nigeria, they released the 280 Nigerian pupils, and the parliament in South Africa, they replaced Nakakula. Nakakula is in Makulu problems. So you know the circus continues, and that is how South Africa works and so forth. Your history lesson for today, our Ramadan diary. So today is the 14th of Ramadan Mubarak. So on the 14th of Ramadan Mubarak, Muzaffaruddin Kukaburi, so he passed away. He was one of the senior generals, lieutenants of Salahuddin Ayyubi in the liberation of Palestine and Al-Aqsa and so forth. When we used to play cricket, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and I don't know now, but the cricket ball they used to use was called Kukabura, and this person, Mujahid's name, Kukaburi. So they asked the question, why was he known as Kukaburi? They said because he was fearless and he was very bold against the enemy. So he was so firm. So therefore, this is just what I think, that maybe they called it cricket ball, the red one, you know, it's so hard. Kukabura, after this Mujahid and after the senior lieutenant general of Muzaffaruddin. So Kukaburi. So may Almighty Allah grant our Mujahideen Jannat al-Firdaus, and all the Shuhada also Jannat al-Firdaus. Today, Monday, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, I will be with Mona Zahid Khan, and we will discuss the micro and the macro, all the senior things, major things going on in different parts of the world, inshallah. And then, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir of Noble Quran, and 2 to 2:30 will be the report back, and that will be our trip to Trichardt, inshallah al-Aziz. So yes, your time is up now, brothers, sisters. Remember, you can't be eating, drinking now. Time up, and inshallah, now we must prepare for Fajr Salat here in the Gauteng region. Inshallah, Maulana Salim Kareem, Kareem. We have about 12 minutes or so, inshallah, for the rapid quick fire Q&A, and inshallah we will return at 20 to 6. Barakallahu fik.
AK, why do Muslim women only dress in black cloaks like ninjas? They look like dangerous morning people, like there's always death surrounding them. Is there no place for happiness for them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much, my brother, sister. That's what we want. We want you must pose your questions and don't ever feel that we will take offense. We have the best, and that is Islam, and we want to share it with the rest. So I'm posing this question and responding to you. Our constitution is the noble Quran. So chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. Or chapter 33, verse 59. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O you Prophet Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ, tell your honorable wives, وَبَنَاتِكَ, your beloved daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the believing men, they are women, so my mother, my daughter, my sister, my wife, and so forth and so on. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, that on top of their clothing they must wear a jilbab and they must cover their whole body with that. Is it compulsory? Is it sunnah? Is it advisable they wear black clothes only? No. So they can wear any dark colored clothes, and for example, brown, navy, grey, all that will be acceptable. But our ladies, they find it comfortable to wear black and so forth. In your culture, black is associated with mourning, but that is not our culture. That is your culture. So if I ask you that how come your novice and your nun, they only wear white clothes? Are they happy all the time? How can they be happy when they're never getting married? And then you find the monk one side and the nun one side, and then some monkey business going on, brother. So what do you say about that? So that's one issue. Second one, we are the happiest people because we don't have wine, we don't have swine, brother. It's you and your culture that you can never be happy because you are always busy either with your wine or either with your swine or either with your gay business or lesbian business or transgender business. So a people and a nation who goes against the commands of Almighty Allah can never find true happiness and true peace. So that is what our women are doing. They're protecting their chastity and protecting their shame and modesty. And what are you doing? You are sending out the women and they must dress. How? Less clothes and show out. If you have it, show it. That is the culture of the West. And then you are complaining about the rape and about sexual harassment and so forth and so on. So that's why when you study anything in life, look at the final consequences and final result.
Mufti Sahab, I went for a proposal to a house. Both mother and daughter are looking for a prospective husband. Both of them like me. Which one do I choose? If I choose the daughter, then the mother becomes my mother-in-law. And if I choose the mother, then the daughter becomes my daughter. So which one should I choose, Mufti Sahab?
Egg pool do mali. So you must remember what you call that? Egg pool do mali. So yeah, you are the pool. You see, now you must choose who you want to get married to. Mother is available. So our Maul Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, when Appa passed away in 98, Allah Ta'ala grant Appa Sakina Sukoon in Jannat al-Firdaus. So Maulana gave me the key and they told me that I must sit in the office. But we didn't know where Maulana was gone. So he went away for 1 week, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. So we say we don't know where Maulana is gone. So our students, graduates, mashallah, from Cape Town, they told Maulana, come here, we'll arrange somebody. So they took Maulana and showed one lady, 45, 50 years old. But the daughter came and served the tea. So Maulana said, leave the mother, give the daughter. And then he married the daughter. There was 50-year gap. And Maulana was old, manli kotni. So Maulana was old, but not cold. Mashallah, after 1 year, 1.5 years, she gave birth also. So that was a big story in Newcastle. Allah grant our Muqasim Sema, he was our father, you know. So Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. So easy answer for you, my brother. You're not sure, must you marry the mother or must you marry the daughter? So you read now with me. At least in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahumma khir li. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, khir li, ya Allah, you select the best for me, wakhtar li, and choose for me. Mother's name, Aisha. Daughter's name, Fatima. Or vice versa, I don't know, I'm just guessing. So in a case like that, whatever comes in your heart, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream, nothing of that. Read this 2-3 times, Allahumma khir li, wakhtar li, and then you get married, mashallah. Allah, and if you get married in Shawwal, it is sunnah to get married in Shawwal, mashallah. So try and expedite matters, my brother.
Mufti Sahab, this is very humorous. Mufti Sahab, you sound so young still. It doesn't sound like you are married. Are you available? I'm looking for a pious man like you. I'm Rashida from Cape Town. I really enjoy your morning show.
MashaAllah, my sister Rashida, wat gaan ons doen? Biki cook sisters maak op een zondag. So we want to make some cook sisters there in Cape Town. There's so many of my students there, over hundreds of them there in Kapstadt. So they are available. So inshallah, you marry one of them. We are old, we are cold, tired and retired now. Now we're preparing for the year after. So all of you, inshallah, daily now in Ramadan Mubarak, in Cape Town is still Sihri time, Suhoor time. Yala Pasa had ni khabakhani. So your fasting has still not started there. So you, my sister, there, Rashida. Rashida means to be intelligent. So now you must take the wise decision. And that is, my sister, read 2 rakat salat. And inshallah, you read Surah 25, Surah Furqan, and verse 74. You see what we are doing now in Tafsir? So the same Surah, the first quarter of the 19th Juz. So chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses and grant us such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. AK, not available. I got one man, one vote. Alhamdulillah. AK, hit me, popi. So we are to look for some, we're looking for some popos for you, sister. So inshallah, you can take the imams there. Speak to Dawood Samson. He knows all these things. He is my student. Dawood Samson say, don't go to Hollywood, don't go to Bollywood, come to Parkwood. He is da and Parkwood, you see. So you speak to him, he'll arrange for you somebody quickly, inshallah. Take my name, he'll arrange for you, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I'm confused at your statement. There is a hadith that states that we cannot take 100% profit on our cost price when reselling. However, you say that willing buyer and willing seller. So does this not contradict the hadith?
Remember, the hadith is not like how you are saying it. The hadith says, لا يحتكر إلا خاطئون. When it comes to foodstuff and basic needs and necessities of humanity, so then you should not be hoarding, storing, and so forth, and then you start people out exorbitant amounts and more than 100% and so forth and so on. So maybe you're referring to that. But in anything else, remember, is willing buyer, willing seller. In front of me now, I got my watch, I got books, I got this, I got that. So if I'm selling it, and it's willing buyer, willing seller. So remember, in Islam, when the Sahaba came and they said, Ya Rasulullah, sa'id lana, you give us a profit margin. O Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you mentioned the profit margin, P-R-O-F-I-T. So he, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused and said, Inna Allah wal musa'ir, he, Almighty Allah, will make the price for you. Meaning, Islam is for all cities, all countries, all continents, so everywhere the norm will be different. See, South Africa, easy example. The government, we know what the circus they are running and how corrupted they are. And you got load shedding, you got water shedding, and you got pothole shedding, and what then, what is going on? Remember that the potholes are becoming craters now. So that's what I mean there. So the point I'm making, that they say petrol is regulated, but diesel diesel is not regulated. So that is how that is their prerogative. They can do that. So that is what Islam teaches. So 100% what I said is right, my brother. You mustn't be confused, or your fuses must not be blown, my Buddha.
Mufti Sahab, I am 68 years old, totally grey. I was told that I can dye my hair any color except black. So why not black? What's the difference?
Our constitution, my brother, is the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we call the Sunnah, Mubarakah, the Ahadith Sharifa. So go to Muslim Sharif. You know Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anh. So he has a father, and his father's kunya agnoman is Abu Quhafa. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala known as Abu Bakr, and his father known as Abu Quhafa. One day he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him for Abu Quhafa. His hair was gone, greyish, whitish. They're all Sahaba, obviously, Muslims and so forth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these words, which I'm citing, quoting for you now, غَيِّرُ shape, Ya Abu Quhafa, they changed this greyish hair and whitish hair of yours, وَجْتَنِبُ السَّوَاد, and abstain from black. Why must you abstain from black? So because that is deception. You're 60 years old, 68 years old, 70 years old, when you use the black dye, D-Y-E, so it will look like you're 40 years old. Maybe you go for a proposal for some cook sisters or what have you, brother. So then they're not going to ask you your ID and so forth. They will just look at you. When they see the dye is finished and now they see, oh, it's an old man, buy a coat man, you see. So therefore, Islam does not want any form of deception. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Man ghashana falaysa minna. All these ahadith in Sahih Muslim, Muslim Sharif. And remember, whosoever deceives us is not of us. So inshallah, we'll stop there, because now I have to read my sunnats also and then go to the masjid. And inshallah, Ma Salim Kareem will continue. And thereafter, Mufti Aku, inshallah, we will resume at 20 to 6. Barakallahu fiqh, Ma Salim Kareem, Jazakallah Khairan, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.